Thank you, Chair. As mentioned from my colleague before, we would like to add some points to risk mitigation. So as we said yesterday, for Switzerland, it must be our priority to develop the contours of prohibition and regulations with respective measures. Risk mitigation for us cannot be instead of clear regulations. Risk mitigation measures should be specified as a means to comply with the overall obligations of a future instrument. Such measures can be seen as an appropriate throughout the life cycle of the weapon system. Now, in terms of substance, we welcome most of the risk mitigation measures on the screen, and we consider especially measures such as weapons reviews according to Article 36, adequate training of personnel, the understandable human-machine interfaces and controls, and effective life cycle management, as well as the establishment of doctrines and procedures for the use of automated weapon systems as pertinent. For instance, risk assessment should be an integral and standardized part of the life cycle management process. The risk assessment should factor in both the risks associated with the use of a weapon and the system's intrinsic risks, such as its predictability. Risk assessments shape not only such elements as the deployment doctrine and training, but also the testing regime to ensure the required levels of predictability. In this regard, the autonomous functions of a system must be thoroughly taken into account in the risk assessment and factor it in when developing risk mitigation measures. States should be encouraged to adopt and further develop a set of principles and policies related to autonomous weapon systems at the national level and to openly communicate about these activities. Let me briefly comment on some legal reviews. While not the sole solution for the challenges associated with increasing autonomy in weapon systems, legal reviews are a crucial instrument and thus can be part of the solution. A well-designed weapon review mechanism has not only the potential to determine whether or not an autonomous weapon system is designed in a way that it could be employed lawfully. According to Article 36, a weapons review should state whether a weapon would in some or all circumstances be prohibited under applicable international law. By clearly defining the circumstances under which the employment of a given oath would be unlawful, it becomes apparent what measures need to be taken in order to enable the users to comply with IHL. Weapons reviewers, therefore, should also be empowered to impose measures to implement IHL with regards to the weapon system under review. Such measures could be the drafting of weapon-specific regulation or training requirements. In Switzerland, our standing practice is the legal clearance of a weapon can be subjected to conditions if necessary, meaning the next step in the procurement process can only be reached once these conditions have been fulfilled. As an example, a weapon could only be introduced into the armed forces once the weapon-specific regulation containing the necessary rules to implement IHL is in force. In view of the complexity of autonomous weapon systems, for instance, the way they interact with the environment or functions such as machine learning, the authority responsible for the review of weapons must take into account the specific challenges arising from greater autonomy. Amongst others, there is need of a sound understanding of the parameters of an autonomous weapon system, its functioning and impact. Moreover, the weapon reviewer may require specific technical expertise and/or advice to conduct its review. In this regard, getting access to the information necessary for making the assessment is of paramount importance. This in turn may require a close collaboration with industry or exporting countries. Other helpful measures to overcome these challenges include rigorous testing and evaluation, as well as the review and reassessment of any possible changes and modifications in the system's functioning. I thank you.
I would like to thank